From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. This is Morning Edition. Good morning. Today is Friday, September 26th at 8:55, and we have Danny Poff on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Danny.
Good morning, Kimberly. It's great to be here. We have slightly lower trade in early action. December corn down 2¾ at 4.23. November soybeans down 1¼ at 10.11. And December wheat down 6¼ at 5.20¾. Looking at outside markets, Dow Jones, last check up 376 points at 46,328. And November WTI crude oil up 37 cents at 65.35. Like I said, markets near unchanged. It's really tight trade range overnight, kind of directionless range bound trade. Corn on the December contract is stuck in a 420 to 430 range the last 2 weeks, and right now we're 423, so we're right within that 10 or 11 cent range that we've seen in the last couple of weeks. Like I said, we'll get some fresh USDA data out on Tuesday with 4 o'clock report on Tuesday. That is September 30th, and that will be stocked on hand as of September 1st. So the trade is, you know, looking to expect the unexpected when you get fresh USDA data out during live trade hours. So look forward to a little bit of volatility potentially on Tuesday next week. The big news yesterday was Trump mentioned they're going to take some of the tariff revenue and basically distribute to farmers suffering from a really tough ag economy with rising input costs and shrinking commodity prices. Secretary of Ag Brooke Rollins also said the USDA is working on solutions to rebuild the U.S. beef herd, which is the lowest inventory since 1951. And also Department of Justice investigate the cause for some rising input costs, such as fertilizer and seed. So stay tuned there. I think bigger news here that might hit home for the audience, ECAP funding, that paid 85% of that $10 billion program back in spring. And now that final 15% or so is going to be distributed within the week. Reminder, that was paid on planted acres from the 2024 crop year. So a little bit of funding coming here in the short term, actually. Not a huge amount, but welcome nonetheless. Trump had a phone call with China's President Xi last week, and it ended up being a nothing burger as far as transactions and, you know, and ag commitments of China buying U.S. products, specifically of soybeans. And we're hearing, you know, China got some extra coverage here from Argentina, very much a headline here this week. But we do think they need some more coverage later this winter into like December, January time slot. And we don't know if Brazil can perform on that. So it's going to be kind of hard potentially for China to get away with buying absolutely zero soybeans this year. But it's every day we rip off the calendar, we're getting closer to that reality. They're also going to go on holiday next week, early October. They have their Golden Week national holiday, so it could be a little bit slow on news out of China next week. U.S., you know, updated drought map showed Illinois specifically in our backyard, you know, almost completely in drought in some level. Locally, we're in a D2 severe drought, and much of the state is in a moderate drought. But our local counties, Champaign, Piatt, Douglas, Moultrie, very much in a drought here, and we got heat coming back in, high of 89 degrees here Sunday and Monday. You look at the 7-day precip forecast, there is nothing, only rain pretty much for, you know, North Carolina, South Carolina, Virginia, and above average temperatures here. So look for drought to, you know, expand here. So we need to be mindful of that and be careful with dry conditions in the coming weeks. USC comes down tomorrow at 11 a.m. Hopefully Illinois can turn the ship around from a tough loss last week at Indiana. I hope everyone has a great weekend.
Thanks so much, Danny. Have a great rest of your day and a good weekend. Meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says sunny skies today with a high of 82 degrees. You've been listening to Morning Edition from NPR on WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Thanks for listening.